Zach, you look pretty comfortable out there today. What was working offensively for the Lightning, especially early with the threes?
Well, we've been practicing, you know, all summer, like starting in all the fall, and we just kind of went out there and just kind of showed like what we could do and tried just doing what we didn't in practice and just kind of went out there and tried to run and try to get the feel of it.
I think the first half we were just kind of excited to get out into in the crowd, and you know, that was the first time we played in the crowd in a while, but I think that comeback is just showing you how much heart this team has and how much heart we have in each other and how much trust we have in each other. And I, you know, it's fun. The way we played in the second half, that's just fun basketball.
Yeah, you weren't shy out there. Is that typical of your game?
You know, to play for Coach Rose, you just got to be able to shoot it, and you know, that's what I came in like, and that's what Nick comes in like. You know, we just got to be able to go out there and do what he expects us to do.
What do you think was the highlight of the whole night? As far as like individually, on work under, what do you like?
I think it's just it's kind of a grind, because the college ball is a lot different than what we're used to in high school. And so I think it was just fun just to get out there and to play with these guys. We played against them every day in practice, of course. But I think just to get under the lights and to get that first game underneath us and to prove, I mean, really how good we are. And it's just exciting. It was fun.
What does Kyle Davis, he had a double-double tonight. Talk about what he
brings. Kyle's a big body. You know, I think we've been lacking a big body in the past couple of years, and he's able to score the ball. And I think Kyle's an underrated rebounder, too. I mean, he's always in there. If a shot is missed, he's always got a tip on the ball. And I think that's huge, because that's how we get more rebounds as a team, and that flows right into our offense, into our transition. I definitely think so. I think there were nerves in some of those free throws tonight, definitely. But yeah, we work hard in practice on those free throws, and we'll continue, because that free throws are big in game. That's going to be big for us this year.
What adjustments did you make to really come out in the second half? And obviously, your scoring really kind of took off. Like, what adjustments did you make to settle down?
I think personally it's just getting the team behind my back, you know. In that first half we were really excited. We weren't making shots, and White team was drilling shots in us. But I think that second half it was just we were a lot more settled and more confident. And we played the way we normally play in practice, and I think that was huge in the second half for us.
You guys are both freshmen. What does that say about this team, that two freshmen between the team and scoring the game?
Well, it's not really about the age right now. You know, going to Spain, we kind of got our jitters out, like kind of got our nerves under us. And then now it's just time to, you know, just play as a team. And scoring is just all that comes during the game. It's not really he's a scorer and he's not. It's just all how we play and how the team's going to roll.
It seems like you guys are used to that.
I think with our offense, it doesn't make a difference. I think with a 30-second shot clock, we've got the ball up the court in 2 seconds, so we still have 28 seconds to run our offense or to get into our transition offense. And so, you know, it is adjustment when it comes down to that last 10 seconds, but just got to play it like a game winner, right? You're battling against the clock, and, you know, it's. I mean, we've got good enough shooters to knock down the shots, and so I think we're good.
How much are you guys looking forward to this weekend, just playing another team, not facing each other, not potentially injuring
anything? Well, we kind of keep fighting at each other during practice, and we're kind of getting sick of it. So we're getting ready to start playing against other teams. I don't know, Nick's mad because he's going against the same guys every day, and even I am. We're just facing each other, and we're just ready to go out and just play someone else.